the calm before the storm today. Right now, it's almost 9 p.m. I'm back here at St. Paul's Square after a couple of days of built up wind, and then today just fucking dropped in terms of the rain. But tomorrow, Saturday, and then Sunday, it's going to be heavily windy. They say tomorrow is going to drop with heavy rains, probably Sunday too. So I'm just sitting here on a Friday night. I got work at 7 o'clock in the morning, so I've got to be up for about 5 or 6 in the morning. I just went to Chinatown and had some bitter melon and duck on white rice. Made it very saucy. It was nice. And I'm thinking about, as I've been walking around after my supper, for digestion's sake, about hexagram 36 in the yi. And if you know what the hexagram's about and the story behind it, what it represents and the advice and the action plans from the hexagram. Briefly, hexagram 36 is about the righteous having to be shoved into the dark. It could be a cycle thing, you know? I mean, there's time for good, as in prosperity, and then there's always that cycle of decay, you know? So you can't really argue with the natural way of things. But all throughout my life, I've always felt that hexagram 36 was very relevant and resonant with me. Now that I look back in the lens and the context of the yi, and with what happened in the last 5 years, I still can't forget. How can we? The world was heavily wounded. Existence suffered a great wound. And I'm looking at the people that sold the world, man. Some of them did it for their own selfishness. And some of them, still to this day, are oblivious. And of course, the people behind it all, they'll never know. But my question is, these people look so happy, man. These are the same people that sold the world. And they don't know every day they're destroying their world. The new world order is coming. Really quick. Really fast. Yet they laugh. They gather. And they go about their routine, I guess. But they're so content. Why can't I be like that? I was born with a hole in my heart. That's a ventricular septal defect. And for the longest time, I've always felt that hole. Maybe it's a psychological thing, a phantom pain, a phantom scar of some sort. But I've been feeling it very, very heavily as of 2024 and now 2025. I just can't shake this feeling, man. I'm not looking to survive, but I'm looking to do as much good as I can for the world. Look at them, man, they're so content. Why can't I be like that? Tell me why.